BJ and Jamie.
Jamie mentioned this earlier, and it's a big deal. So I thought we'd mention it again, that the Sundance Film Festival is coming here, and that's going to be here in 27. That's a huge win for Boulder.
It's huge. I mean, I don't think people even can grasp how big this is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Simply because the film festival is like, it's world renowned.
Yeah.
I mean, people from all over the world come in for this thing, and Boulder has snagged this thing.
Did we ever figure out why they yanked it from Utah after 40 years?
I have no idea, unless they just want a change of scenery.
I saw that the committee that's in charge of it just wants a bigger city, and they felt that Boulder was a really good one because it's like really close to nature, and the community there and all that stuff kind of reflects.
Salt Lake City is
Sundance.
Is much bigger than Boulder.
Weren't they in Park City?
Park City, like, Utah.
Yeah. Is that where we were?
Yeah.
Is it Park City?
It's a big ski.
Right, well, it's a ski. Know. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we
I don't know.
And I feel like it's just getting too congested.
Oh, my God. That's right. We were skiing. Yeah. That's so funny.
I saw where.
I'm being miserable.
the finalists for this, I mean, there were some crappy cities on the list. It was pretty easy for Boulder to be chosen.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Ew.
Yeah.
Can you imagine putting the festival in Cincinnati?
Yeah, Park City, Utah, to Cincinnati. Yay! Yeah, so this is awesome.
Our competition wasn't that thick.
No.
It wasn't very good.
Are they going to have time to build, like, little theaters?
I have no idea.
I mean, where are they going to put all these movies?
I mean, this is a global event. It's unbelievable. When I saw this story this morning, I thought, wow, what a snag for them.
Just be prepared. I just remember being on the streets and everybody had fur coats on.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'd fit in up
like
there.
Like real fur. They were wearing like long minks because when they come in from like Europe, they didn't really care about animals.
Yeah.
So they were wearing the real stuff and you're like, oh my God.
This is a bougie event.
Yeah. It's like the time I went to Vail and there was a lady in a full length mink and she had that weird round little truffle mink thing on her head. And I was like, what are you doing, lady?
Yeah. I feel like you have to have one of those metal black American Express cards just to show that to get in.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
I don't think I'm going to fit up there, so you probably won't see me at the festival. I got a feeling Spadil won't be there either, right, Spadil?
The Sundance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go up there.
Oh, you're going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of casual, actually.
Now, is there a ticket that you have to buy for this?
Yeah, for each movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, each movie.
I don't know how it works.
Depending on what you want to go see.
Yeah, I'll bet it's a party, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the streets are so crowded. That's the thing. I feel bad for the students. Hopefully they'll do it. I don't know when they do this.
I don't know when they do
because we were skied, so it was winter.
Yeah. It'll be during the season.
Yeah. Though. And I feel like it was kind of like after, New Year's. It was like, so maybe February. I don't know when it's
I don't know when it is either, but it's coming here in 2 years. That's a big deal.
Welcome to Colorado Sundance Film Festival.
Officially making the move from Utah after a year-long decision where the festival was held for over 40 years.
What better place to show our hospitality to residents across Colorado and visitors from across the United States and across the world than right here to be able to help be a part of telling those powerful stories that need to be told through the medium of film.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Big deal.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.